Excellent.
This is one where I'm glad the weather
cooperated.
Yeah, it was supposed to be rainy and cold today, and here we are. And as I was driving down from up north, we live in Hanover, I thought, wow, I wonder if folks would be willing to be outside this morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So welcome. We celebrate the life of Jesus. As I was driving down here this morning, realizing I'm meeting people who don't know me very well, and my prayer this morning as I came down this way was just, Lord, let others see Jesus in my life. And so that's my prayer, that others will see Jesus in my life. Look through the craziness. forgive me for bad jokes.
No.
And bad sermons. But if you can see Jesus at work in my life, and if I can see Jesus at work in your lives, that will work, won't it?
Yes,
yeah. If you have, do you have a bulletin?
Yep.
And we're gonna sing. Were you there when they crucified the Lord?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when he rose up from the dead? Were you there when they rose up from the dead?
From Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for the fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen from the dead. Come and see the place where he lay." I'm so happy that we could come out and look at the cemetery, because that follows the instructions of this angel to come out and see where he lay. And that's really powerful to me. That's one of the reasons I'm glad we were able to come outside today and see where other precious people lay, maybe family members of some of us here this morning. It's a precious thing to see where others lay and know that they have moved on to be with the Lord. So as you look out over the cemetery, what do you see? I see an empty tomb, because those who know Jesus are no longer there. They have also risen from the dead. I see a Jesus who is alive and who is at work in our lives. Sometimes we're not even aware of the things that Jesus is doing in our lives, the way that God is blessing others through our lives. I have to tell you this story. I was here with my sister 2 days ago, and I said, "Could you give me the names of some people that I could visit today? People who just need a word today." And so she gave me the names of some people, and one of the names was a person who hadn't been here to church for a number of years. And so I wasn't sure that I would, I got the address of that person, but I had no idea whether they'd be home. But I decided I'm going to go and I'm going to visit this person today who hadn't been a part of this church for a number of years. And I was up in the pulpit kind of looking over my message for today and trying to get a feel for this place. And the door opens, and this person walks in, and I had never seen the person before. I had no idea who it was. And then they mentioned their name, and I said, "What?" It was a miracle. And I think God did that on purpose. Because God is wanting us to believe that in spite of the fact that we're getting old, in spite of the fact that the church isn't filled on Sunday, in spite of the fact that, I don't know, do you have some backaches like me? God isn't finished with us yet. We serve a God who is in the business of doing miracles. Still. Today. Now sometimes they're not great miracles, you know, where the Red Sea parts. But sometimes they're just tiny little miracles that we don't even see as the work of God. But it's God's work. I was a young pastor. My first church was in Baltimore. And I didn't have a clue as to what I was doing. I was 28 years old. After 3 years of seminary, there was only one course that I took there that helped me to understand what it meant to be a pastor. So I didn't know what in the world I was doing. And one day I thought, what am I doing here? I don't know what I'm doing. And I saw one little sentence. I can't remember what it was. It was in a magazine that I was looking. It was just one little sentence. And God spoke through that one sentence. And suddenly, I got a smile back on my face again. And I realized that God wasn't finished with me and that God had a work for me to do. Didn't know that it would mean being in Africa and being all over the world, you know. But through that one little word that I read in some magazine, I think it was I don't even remember what it was, but it was a miracle, because God, through that one sentence, spoke into my life and encouraged me, and my faith grew through that one experience. So be on the lookout for miracles in your life, because we have a wonder-working God who does great miracles. We should see that Jesus is still alive. He is not dead. He is not here. He is alive and at work in our lives. If you've gone through a hard time, maybe one of the things that you can see is a new beginning for you today. There it comes, huh? Can you see that your sins are forgiven? I often introduce myself to others as, I just flat out say, I'm a sinner. But I'm a sinner saved by God's grace. And I think that's true for all of us. My sins are forgiven. Death has lost its sting. Eternal life is real. Love has, the greatest power that you and I have is the power of love. Sorrow has been replaced by joy. We can know that we are Christians by His love. These are just some thoughts that I had as I was working on this. You can see all of these in your bulletin if you look at it. And so there's one more hymn that I'd like to sing, and then we can go in and get warm. It's not that cold out here, though, is it? Yeah. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? You'll find the words in the back of your bulletin. I hope you have a bulletin. No, it's not that one. It's Low in the Grave. Yeah. You know this hymn?
Yeah.
Low in the grave He lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph for His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch His bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph for His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep its prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave He arose,
with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose! He arose! Hallelujah! Christ arose!
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the truth, for the fact that Jesus Christ arose. But he didn't go far away. He's right here now with each one of us. He knows what we need. He knows who we are. He knows whether we've been bad or good. And he comes to us today with forgiveness, with forgiving love. He is here with us step by step. And I pray, my prayer for each of us is that we would recognize the presence of Jesus in our lives. There's so many times when we're in the midst of tragedy, of struggles, of times when our faith isn't very strong, and we don't see him right there with us, reaching out to us like he did to Mary when she saw the empty tomb and was brokenhearted. And he said, "Mary, why are you crying?" He was right there. She didn't see him at first until he said a second time, "Mary." And then she realized it was Jesus. And I think there's so many times, Jesus, when you're there with us, and we're so lost in our problems that we don't see you. Help us to see you clearly. Just as the sun is shining this morning, and we can clearly see it, even though it's, I think, millions of miles away. May we see you in the lives of one another, and may we follow you faithfully. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all of God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. I look forward to God's presence in our midst.